Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast. Hello, everybody. Feels good to be back. We are Scrubbing In. I am back from my European excursion with a cold, but I'm back, baby.
Mm-hmm. I know. I wanted to give her the biggest hug today, but I'm refraining.
Yeah. I'm trying not to hug anyone.
Germs are all around.
What are your
us.
Symptoms at this point?
Just like running. I literally think my body just got run down because.
No sleep.
I could not get on a schedule. Mm. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm sleeping during the day and then staying up at night. It was literally like going to sleep and restless all night and then waking up and go, go, go.
And where all have you been since we saw you last?
So I went to London. I went to Paris. I went to Monaco, to Camogli, Italy, Portofino, Italy, Venice, Italy, and Germany.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is quite a run.
Yeah. Yeah. So my best friend, Laura, which I would love to have her on the podcast one day because she's so funny and she's just an angel sent from Earth. But she's been my best friend since freshman year of high school. And so we met and she planned this whole trip. Like she planned where we stayed, the trains we took.
Yeah, I literally asked her to plan my honeymoon.
Yeah. I told her, I'm like, this is amazing. You should make these itineraries and sell them. Because so many people are asking, like, how did you plan this
trip?
That's
a business.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it was so awesome. And like I've been to London once, but I've never been to Europe aside from that. So it was really cool to go and like see all these things. And
yeah, and the way you did it, like, Laura, yeah. I'm not kidding, 2021 around my honeymoon, like, I'm coming for you. It's yeah. So good.
Oh, we've given up on 2020?
No, the wedding's happening in 2020.
Oh.
Engagement's happening.
Why would you push? Oh, the wedding's in 2021.
Yes.
I see. Mm-hmm. You're going to meet him and get engaged by 2020.
Exactly.
Meet him in
2020? Or like within?
The engagement's happening in 2020.
Within 2020.
Yeah.
So meet him in 19.
Yes.
If you don't already know him.
Correct.
Get engaged in 20, wedding and honeymoon in 21.
Yes.
I like it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Laura.
So Laura's on that for Tanya, already kind of scoping out some honeymoon destinations that Tanya would enjoy. But yeah, it was amazing. And
I missed you so much.
I know. I felt like I was gone for
a year.
Months. It was, yeah, it felt like I've never been gone that long. And I've never been gone that long without it being somewhat work related. Normally when I travel, it's for a job or for, you know, something to do with work. And I kind of had this weird anxiety of like, I'm missing, I feel like I'm like getting behind in everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's not really my personality to have that feeling of like missing out on work. I'm pretty chill, but I did get it that way a little bit.
Did you catch up on Grey's Anatomy?
I caught up on Grey's Anatomy yesterday because I got home Sunday. It was the travel day from hell just because I was sick. And so like my sinuses in the air.
Mm,
oh,
that's very painful.
And everyone was coughing and sneezing. And I was having like major just germaphobe. And I was one of the ones also coughing and sneezing.
Oh,
so
I hate
I'm just
that.
Stressed sitting next to her right now.
That's the worst when you're causing the problems for the other passengers on the plane.
I was pretty mild. Like when I'd sneeze, which I know you're not supposed to do, I would hold it in because I didn't want people to be like, mm-hmm. ew, mm-hmm. Josie Grossi. But I...
Josie Grossi. I say that all the time.
My nose was running the entire second flight. So I flew from Germany to Philadelphia and that was 9 hours. However, I had a lie down flat seat. So
oh,
I was,
nice.
I like took a Benadryl. I was slept a lot of it and I was just like comfortable in general. The second flight from Philly, it was like the seat barely leaned back. The lady next to me had her spotlight on the whole time.
Was she reading?
She had her iPad out. I'm like, you don't need that. Yeah. Just
that
turn
guy.
Up your brain.
I'm that
no.
guy. No. It's bad for your eyes. I had eye strain, which is the worst.
Well, why don't you
I
just
did.
Close your eyes and relax? Everyone else
because
is trying
I
to sleep.
I want to watch a movie, and I was flying to New York over and over again with the Seacrest show, and I would get to my hotel, and I would get eye strain, which is the bizarre thing where your eyes can't focus on anything. They keep moving. They keep moving, 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 and it's driving me insane. And I talked to an ophthalmologist, and he said, that's what it is. It's eye strain. You shouldn't be staring at a screen in darkness
ew.
For an extended length of time.
Yikes.
And if you do, you should always be, like, for no more than 5 minutes, then you look up and look at something else, focus on something else for a few seconds, and then you can go back to what you're doing.
Well, she must have known the tricks. Anyways, I was very annoyed. And also, I had a window seat and my nose was like literally just pouring snot out of it. And so I would have to get up like and go to the bathroom, get like handfuls of tissues so that I wouldn't have to bother anyone. And I just would like turn towards the window, put my head down and like deal with my business because I didn't want anyone to be like, ew.
You should have traveled with one of those like surgical masks. You know?
Honestly, next time, if I pray to God, I never have to do that.
Yeah, no issue.
I wish I would have done that.
The next level of bothering people on a plane, annoying people, is someday in the future when you guys have a screaming baby on the plane. When you're that person, you really feel like the worst.
Okay, but one time I traveled with my sister and my nephew when he was a baby, and I agree, I've never been so stressed out trying to like get him to stop crying. And he was pretty good. Like, he was, you know, it was mild. There were some babies that cried the whole flight. Yeah. He was pretty, like, once he calmed down. But at first, I was like, how do we make him drug him?
Yeah.
I'm going to be the parent that has the little bag that she travels with that hands it to the people that are, like, around me. That's, like, a set of earplugs, a little vitamin C packet, and saying, like, sorry for the noise, and, like, a cute little picture of my baby. And so, like, but how cute is she?
I have found that if you put in the effort...
Oh.
My nose is literally raw. I'm having to put lotion on it.
Ew.
You guys. Gross. Maybe some sympathy.
I do. I feel bad. Should we go get some shots after this?
Uh-uh.
No, like a B12 shot?
No, I've been taking vitamins and I've been taking vitamins. Sorry, I noticed people were saying that the sound has been weird on the podcast, so I'm really trying to be aware. But I've been taking vitamins. I've been drinking, like, what I'm supposed to be, water and, like, other liquids I'm supposed to be having. And I've been doing these, like, nasal swabs. So I feel like I'm on the up and up.
Yeah, but you should be doing it, I think, around people. What you're doing right now. Like
doing what?
Mark. Putting your finger in your nose.
You guys, I'm doing it around my... Can I have the hand sanitizer, please?
Yeah, please.
Right. Y'all are, like, making me feel so Josie Garosi, and I don't like it. I don't appreciate this. This is not the welcome back I expected.
I know. It really took a lot of restraint. I wanted to give her the biggest hug, because I literally feel like you've been gone for, like, a year. Like, I've literally missed you so much.
Yeah. You can hug. You hug your face. You aren't even near each other.
I know.
I don't want it. She's, like, danger. So busy that I, like, don't.
Yeah, Oscar's
I don't,
this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm like, not trying to be responsible for taking her down.
We don't know what you're doing for the Oscars, do we?
No.
Oh, okay. But
so,
something.
Yes. They asked me to save the date. So, clearly.
He asked you to save the date.
Yes. So, clearly, I saved the date. But I don't know what I'm doing. If I'm doing, like, what I did for the Globes or if I'm doing, like, what I did for the Grammys.
For the Globes, you were doing the online stream. Mm-hmm. And then for the Grammys, you were actually on television.
Yes. So, okay. I have zero clue, but I'm... prepping like I would normally, regardless.
Obsessively.
I was talking to my mom about it, though, because I was like, I feel like all I've been doing since Christmas break has been like prepping for like just this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And my mom was like, you know what? Do you remember when you first started the morning show with Ryan? You would, like, my mom would get us a hotel room, like, if we had like, a junket or something. Like, she would get a hotel room, like, far away so that, or, like, next to it so that I didn't, because I wouldn't know, like, my sleep schedule and things like that. She's like, you overly obsessive, like, we're like that with the morning show. So this is how you're treating E, you know, you're just, like, overly preparing.
That's, I think
that's a great thing.
That's
why,
that's why
you're being asked back repeatedly.
That's being professional.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are a professional.
I have daughters, and I really try to stress this with them because they tend to run late, and it drives me nuts.
Mark, there's two types of people in the world. There's a Tanya and there's a Becca.
That's true.
And they have different strengths and different weaknesses.
You're a late person, aren't you?
I'm a late person. Yeah. Although today I was on time and I felt like y'all were running late.
We made you wait for a long time. That's true, we did. Sorry.
But I'm like, I don't even get mad because I'm late to everything. So I'm like, you know, this is some form of karma that's happening when other people are late for me. I just accept it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have you heard about the revolution in online furniture shopping and Joybird, who is the company behind it all?
Oh.
You familiar with them?
I'm familiar with them.
Well, they believe that you should never settle when it comes to your home furnishings and that you should always have the freedom to be boldly original. So from idea to reality, they empower you to create the space and the furniture that brings you joy.
So with Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste, from mid-century modern to contemporary classics, customizable in an amazing array of fabric choices and every color imaginable. And they offer free personal design consultants to help nail down your perfect design.
Yeah, so you get a 365-day home trial, so you can skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. So you sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return for a full refund. It's hassle-free in-home delivery. They even remove all the packing materials. That's huge. So have you seen the Merit Snow Couch in Mocha with a dark stain on the legs? It's super clean. It's timeless. I'm obsessed.
So you can see how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/Becca. So go to joybird.com/Becca and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code Becca.
So sticking to a weight loss plan can be very hard, especially when you don't know how to handle the thoughts and obstacles that hold you back from making the progress. But with Noom, weight loss is in the palm of your hand, literally. It's on your phone whenever and wherever you need it.
Well, you don't have to be a celebrity to have a personalized training or your own support team. Your goal specialist is a behavior change professional, a nutrition expert, and fitness trainer all in one. So it's a community that's there for you, group discussions with fellow Noom members to keep you encouraged, and all for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or personal trainer.
Yeah, it's seriously so easy. All you have to do is take the 30-second quiz, and they email you a custom course that will help you reach the goal that you want. So they even send out a 14-page packet covering the details of your goals for health and mental wellness, your eating habits, and what new eating habits you want.
Noom is designed for results, so meet your resolutions by signing up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/Becca. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/Becca to start your trial today. Start losing weight for good at Noom.com/Becca.
Start losing weight for good. Okay, so moving right into our guest today, we have Tinley in the building.
Yay!
Your hair is amazing.
Well, thanks. There's just tricks up my sleeve that aren't, you know, I'm doing all that I can to grow naturally. I brought you guys snacks.
What did you bring us?
These are my secret grain-free, dairy-free chocolate chip cookies. I tried wrapping them up and making them pretty, but there's a plate and you can
share.
Oh, my
gosh. That is so nice.
So those are like my way to people's hearts.
Wait, they're grain. Do you have the recipe for these?
It's secret, but maybe I'll pass it on. It's probably about time I start sharing.
These are the
used to make them in a novelty, like sell them like in a jar, you know, a cookie jar. And I used to sell them around Christmas time and Valentine's Day. And that just is a lot of work. But then I've always like held on to the recipe just in case I go into production. But that's not happening. So unless somebody out there.
Do you post all your recipes?
I post a lot of them, but I've really fallen behind on posting them on my website and stuff.
Can we have a look at that ring, please?
Look at that.
Wow.
My hands are shaking a little bit.
Seriously,
adrenaline is real right now.
That's
Taylor
beautiful.
Did a good job.
It's beautiful.
My fingers aren't, but thank you
guys.
No,
your
she
ring
did a beautiful
is gorgeous.
Job. Everything I ever wanted.
Is it really? Wait, we need to hear about the love story.
The love story? You want to do the love story and then get into
food?
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay.
Totally.
Because we love a good love story. And Tanya is was it married by 2021?
Yeah, I'm going to be married.
So, I've heard this. Mm-hmm. I feel like, girl, you just keep going for it.
I
don't
feel
settle,
it.
Though.
No.
No.
Keep dreaming of your man. I really, truly believe that God has something greater than we could ever imagine there for us. And it's not always on our timing, obviously. Like, I had many bouts of trying to figure that out myself. But
it's funny that you say that because I was just texting Becca over the weekend. I had like a moment. I can't remember what morning it was, but I just started bawling because I was like, I just felt so, it was like, it's such a desire of my heart. And I'm like, when's it happening? I was like questioning God. And I was like, he's been so faithful in every other aspect of my life. Like I need to just trust and like, know it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen.
Absolutely. But look at you. You're building your empire. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that single taken building my empire?
Yeah.
You're building your empire right now, but you're like in this season that's not a season of singleness. It's a season of wholeness. It's like the season for you to find every bit of piece of who you are as Tanya, who's going to even be a better partner to somebody someday. And he's out there doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, wait, so tell us about yours.
Well, it was a blind date, I guess. It was set up. He had texted me before we actually went out, but he was like out of town when he first started texting me, and I had said no to being set up with him. it was a guy that he was in a Bible study with, actually. But
your eyes, you're like, yes, yes, this dream.
But I was actually not about it. I was like, like, those were standards for me. But I was also kind of like, I don't know, I just want to meet the real deal. And he's just not, I'm not going to be set. It's just going to happen. Like, it's just going to like sparkle out of the sky. And I guess it did. But so I ended up having coffee with him. He wanted to have dinner. It was like a Friday. And I was like, no. Coffee. This was all. He did call me. I think we talked a few times when I finally said yes to the friend giving him my phone number. And in that moment that I met him, I was just like, I for the first time, like, could not speak. I was so, I think I turned bright red. I was head over heels for him in a second. But that was just because I was very attracted to him. But he also brought me coffee because he had been in Seattle. I'm from the Pacific Northwest. I'm from Oregon. He knew I loved coffee, but he brought me some coffee, and just like, gifts is not even my love language, yeah. But that he was thinking of me or wanted to kind of put his best foot forward. And like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, first person that I couldn't stalk, like, he was not on Instagram. He was on Instagram, but like nothing of him. And I was also like, yes, that's attractive. I know. Somebody who's yeah. not in it for themselves, uh-huh. you know, coffee date turned into like 5 hours or something later. He even took me into his, old pickup truck and tried to teach me to drive stick, and just seeing his patience through that, like, that's something, right? because I killed it a few times, and well, we've tried that, we've continued to try, but I don't think we'll try again. Anyway, yeah, we tried in Iceland, by the way, like, oh. in the middle of the night trying to drive stick. But this back to our first date. Yeah, he wanted to take me out to dinner, but I had plans with a girlfriend. And honestly, I feel like old Tenley, not that I was a new Tenley, but I think I just grown into who I was, my wholeness and everything, and knowing the things that were all the important parts of my life. Like, in the past, I probably would have been said to my friend that I had plans with, like, hey, I got a great date. Like, totally. This is yeah. the guy. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? I got plans with my friend. If you're my guy, I'll see you again. But I didn't say that out loud.
Yeah.
And I think that helped.
Oh, I'm sure.
He doesn't say it. Like, he's like, no, like, but I have a feeling that because I left him, mm-hmm. like, and he's like, when can I see you again? And I was like, well, I actually have plans until next Tuesday. Again, this was a Friday. And then he ended up calling me and goes, I can't wait until Tuesday. So that's where it started. And then fell madly in love. And he is everything and more than I had ever, ever dreamed of, prayed for, had imagined, written down on paper.
Really?
And it was almost creepy on our first date having coffee. Like, this was in January, and in December I had written down, like, very specific, like, okay, this is who I'm looking for,
right?
But yeah. in that first time that we were sitting there, I was like, did you break into my apartment and read my journal? Like, this is creepy. Like, how do you know to be all these things? So his name's Taylor. And
did y'all kiss on the first date?
We did not.
Oh.
I know. He walked me to my car. Yeah. And I remember, like, getting all like, oh, am I doing the right thing by saying goodbye? Like, we just spent like the best time ever together. Well, I was and he wants to hang out. Yeah. And he wants to hang out with me still. And but no, we didn't kiss. I remember saying to him, I'm glad I know you. And then
but it's kind of awkward to kiss after like a coffee date, right?
And then driving like his old truck and stuff. But maybe, I just don't know, he took me back to my car in a parking garage. Like, it wasn't the setting.
Right, yeah.
But then, oh, our first kiss. So then
we have some Yay. Visitors that just walked in.
Oh, they're the cutest.
I know. Hey,
as we're talking about first kisses.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. Take note. So
this is
I do remember he grabbed my hand as we were walking to like the sports bar to watch the Broncos game or whatever. But then at the end of that day, he went out, took me up to this point that's my like spot, and we watched the sunset. And finally, all the people that were watching the sunset too, he like tried getting that moment, that perfect little angle, and then he turned on a song. I think, oh, it's the song we ended up dancing to at our wedding. And he kissed me. So it was perfect.
And what wow. date was that?
Our wedding date?
No, the first kiss.
First kiss was our second date.
Second date. Okay. And what song was that?
It was...
Why are you laughing, Mark?
There's a bunch of third grade boys in here rolling their eyes at this nonsense.
It's the best.
Yeah. What was the song?
Oh my gosh, why can't I think of his Sturgill Simpson? And it's the what's the song? It's a remake. Sturgill Simpson, Promise.
I don't know.
I know it. Like it.
When
was
did
so
y'all get married?
April 27th.
Oh,
we're
so the year's coming up.
On a year. I do not know how.
Oh, it's the old "When in Rome" song. From
yes,
the
80s. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Promise. Yeah,
I'm
not going
to
sing
it.
Yeah.
How? So you guys met in January
of 2016.
How like long did you date before you got engaged?
2 years.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So, and that was I was not happy about that at first. So
how long till you knew he was the one?
For sure the second date.
Wow. See, that's what I'm saying.
It was
everybody says that.
But sometimes I've heard other people where it's grown. It's like,
who are these other people? I need
no,
receipts.
No. Everybody's so different, though. Everybody is so different.
I do think when Tanya meets her guy, it'll be like that.
But
yeah.
Well, and I think at that time, at that point, I was like done. Like I was done dating. I was done pursuing or chasing. I was done playing any games. Like I was ready to just like let it happen when it happened, and yeah, so when he came into my life and I was like, he is real and he pursued me.
Right.
That was the biggest thing, was that I wasn't, and he didn't play a game. Like he was, like I knew his intentions straight off the bat. So that was a little bit hard that it took a little while for our engagement to take place, because on that second date, which was like watching a football game but not really watching it, mm-hmm. and like at a sports bar and then going to dinner and having that first kiss at sunset and all that, like it was the best day ever. But he had also told me, like, I'm gonna marry you someday. Like, that's not something boys do not say that. Don't say that on the second date. Like, don't say it. It's unfair. But it's so romantic and everything. And I was like, ah, you know,
it's like romantic until you're like a year and a half in,
yes.
and you're like, hey,
what
wait,
happened
what about
to
that,
that 6 month like engagement and marriage type thing? Yeah, like where was that? Yeah. So we hit that 6 month mark, and we went to Iceland together. And I was like, all
your
right.
Your nails are done.
They were always done for like 2 years. Now I don't do them ever. And I had never been a girl who had done my nails, except for the one time in St. Lucia before the final rose. I got my nails done just in case. And, you know, those close-ups and stuff. And thankfully that didn't happen. But, yeah. So
that is so funny.
Yeah. But then. But
what do they call that? Like proposal ready or something? What
yeah.
They call
just
that?
Being really, really anticipating.
Yeah. Blah. Always having
really
the hair.
Manifesting it.
Being overzealous. I don't know.
Our co-worker Sierra just recently got engaged.
Yay!
And she was always had her nails done for like 6 months before the proposal came.
Yes. Well, congratulations. And now let us see the pretty ring.
Show us your ring.
It's beautiful.
I know.
Oh, more smile on her face.
Congratulations. Yeah, there's nothing like an engaged woman either. But I didn't let that engagement last very long. We got married, like we put our wedding together in like 3 months, 3.5 months.
Oh, wow. So it was a shorting, mm-hmm.
long dating. Yeah.
I guess
courtship,
not really.
Not that we call it that, but
yeah,
not
necessarily
courtship.
Super long. I mean, that's not
2 years was
pretty
perfect.
Average.
But by the time he did do it, like there. Like, and he had been telling me for so long that there was like, that it was coming for so long. And so I was starting to be like, that was another like kind of a heartbreak in a sense, like that I wrestled with God on, like, I'm with this man that really loves me. And I think, but I don't want to repeat things that I'd done before overstaying in a relationship too long. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't going to end the way you wanted
yeah,
it to.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And like my whole heart's in this and he's saying this too, but what if like this is the same thing over again?
Right. The actions aren't
yes.
matching mm-hmm. the words.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, but he had had the ring for quite a while. He just hadn't seen my parents. So we went up there aww. For Christmas, 2017. And wait, what year is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And, he brought the ring up. I had no clue in his carry-on. Like that's crazy. And he asked my dad, like, the day that we're finally leaving to come back here, because that was the only moment he had to ask him. But then, so then shortly after that, January of 2018, he did ask.
So. Okay, so if you have any we have a lot of girls on like our Facebook group. And I think a lot of people feel like, I don't know, discouraged or like, when am I going to meet the one? And I feel like you're such a great example, because people, I think, even watching you on the shows and like following you on Instagram, know that it was not always easy, and not always, you probably didn't always feel like super encouraged about
it. No, and it wasn't the way I wanted it.
Yeah.
At most of those times.
If you were like able to give girls advice who are like in this season of like loneliness or feeling
doubt,
like
doubt.
It's, yeah, and it's not going to happen, like what would you say to them? Because you're a great example of.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
If you think that what you have is great, and then say you go through a breakup, just remember that there's going to be something greater than that, because that wasn't meant for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's one thing. But then there was also this day.
There was something somebody told me, because I was in a really fruitful, great relationship at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, God's not going to dangle gold in front of you and give you silver.
So true.
And
so
I was like,
true.
It's going to be
great.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, wow, like my dude's going to be even better than that. Like in the heyday, like that was a good relationship.
Well, and then it's going to be like, it's going to be better than gold.
Bonkers.
I swear to you, mics are not my friend, but making out with this thing. But everything about you don't change a thing. Like, I think my best goal is to always become a better version of myself. But that's not for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so when that guy meets you and he's like, this Tanya, like, is so, like, amazing. I can't ever let her go. That's your guy. And you're going to feel the same way.
I have a question that can bridge our gap between what we're talking about and what we're going to talk about.
Your squatty potty?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, can I tell you? That's how I knew Taylor was the one.
I was going to say, do you poop in front of him?
No.
I do not picture Tinley being the one who poops.
No,
in front of him.
No.
So the third graders left before that question.
Oh, my goodness.
They would have loved it.
They actually probably would have liked that one better than the first kiss. Oh, that would have been great for giggles. But so your squatty potty. Get it back.
Oh, really?
Okay. So one, it's awesome. We actually are without one right now, but it's so awesome, so great. But you're using something else, right?
Yeah, like
they
a basket.
Have fold up ones
that I can put away when I have suitors.
Yeah.
When I have all the suitors.
No, but here's the thing: the right suitor, he's gonna walk in and be like, "You have my heart." When he sees the squatty potty.
Does Taylor use your squatty potty?
So it was the opposite. I actually never had invested one because I lived in a 300 square foot studio apartment for like 5 years in Moonlight Beach, And I just didn't have space for it. So I used other things like you. But I had been to Taylor's home a few times and used the restroom, him and his old roommate that they had lived together for like 7 years. There was something that they kept hiding, but I didn't know about it. But then this one time, my friend and I go over to their house and she goes into the bathroom and she goes, 10, you have to come here right now. And the boys looked at each other like, crap, we forgot to hide it. She's like, there's a squatty potty. And I was like, I'm going to marry this man. I was like, oh, he can totally understand how important a bowel movement is.
Tanya's like thrilled right now.
So, you know, it was match made in squatty potty heaven.
Wow.
Yeah.
Along with Tanya, we have a lot of girls who listen to the podcast who have talked about having digestive issues and stomach issues, and a lot of them reach out like, what do you do for this? And I was telling Tanya, it's not necessarily like a cute topic to talk about, but I think it's so relatable and something that people are like, oh my gosh, I have that too, that it's made people feel very safe and comfortable into the group asking questions. So I really feel like you have a lot to offer as far as help.
I mean, we've talked about vagina curtains
on
this podcast. So, I mean, we really.
You might have to fill me in later.
I missed that episode.
I don't know that I heard that
she
one.
Said,
I listen to you guys, by the way, when I'm running, and I'm just laughing. It's great. So, I hope that there's somebody out there running right now and can laugh along. So, one, the poop topic is extremely essential, like necessity. Like we've got to talk about it, but it can be humorous and we can make it comfortable. And so first of all, what's your deal? what's the struggle?
I've had it forever. I don't know exactly what triggered it, but I have to tell you that recently I've been drinking celery juice every morning, the first thing, and that gets me every day.
So has it been that you just go all day and then you're not like, and so you feel bloated and like
always.
You just
and
eliminate.
I'll go like 2 days without pooping.
I bet it has a lot to do with your schedule. Not that you're going to change that, but like but
right, not giving myself the time in the morning to like relax.
And our sleep and also water consumption. Like you're probably, I mean, is this yours?
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Thank you. I drink almost three a day.
That's awesome. So like,
I feel like I'm in school. My teacher was like, good job.
No, that's
brown
dozer. Well, here's a really, really good like, just rule of thumb, like a magic number for water, because water is huge for digestion. And so let's start there. Like, so we want 1 liter of water per 50 pounds of our body weight. So say I weigh 50 pounds, I just need 1 liter, right? Uh-huh. So that's,
what's 1 liter?
It's 16 like 30, ounces? 34 ounces.
Oh, cool.
How much is that thing?
40.
Oh.
This is probably just over a liter. Like this is perfect. So you want to, yeah, you're probably like on the right track. But hydration is so, so, so important. And also, so how do you sleep?
Great.
You do. Mm-hmm. You're probably exhausted by the end of the day.
Yeah.
What time do you turn yourself off?
I usually get between six and 7 hours of sleep.
Yeah. I feel like some people just thrive off of that.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Not me.
No.
I need like 9. 9 minimum.
That's what we were just talking about earlier. You don't need 9.
No, I need 9
Nobody
hours.
Needs 9
no.
hours.
You know what? I'm more tired after 9 hours sometimes.
I know.
You actually might, if you try to get 8 hours, I feel like 8 is like a good number.
Magic. There is no, so I totally believe in bioindividuality from food to sleep to how mm-hmm. we like do stress and everything and all the approaches that have to do with your health and nutrition. And so your body, you could be like saying like, I really truly need it, but there could also be something else that like, if we upgraded some things, you might just be zooming through life and feeling really, really good. And like
the peanut
7 hours is so good. How you want it? By the way, how did you get that gold mic?
This is Mr. Seacrest's gold mic.
That is real beautiful. Gold's my favorite color.
She like eyed all of the mics, yeah, like
sorry,
making sure
I
was
just
she
like, wait
was.
Wait a she's second. Like, next time, I'm gonna ask for the upgrade. I'm just kidding. So yeah, just starting with hydration. So there's a few things, and then obviously stress has a lot to do with our digestion too. So finding like balance, and like you said, even giving yourself time to relax in the morning.
Yeah.
You need some extra Tanya time.
I do. Yeah.
Tanya squatty potty time.
I do think I've often thought about setting my alarm 30 minutes. Like,
is that like 3:30 in the morning?
Yeah. It's like not ideal, but to give myself some time to just like sit on the toilet.
Are you awake?
So gross.
I mean, are you like, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer in that is, because I feel like your sleep and just being in that, like our body, like our hormones and all the brain chemistry and all the connection mm-hmm. to like, I call our gut, like our second brain, and all of that connects to hormones that tell our body what to do, including digestion.
It's true. I mean, you are what you eat.
Absolutely.
Well,
oh, so are we trying to shift the focus? So anyway,
no,
like,
but what I'm
deflection
saying,
and I don't appreciate it.
What I'm saying is, I don't know what my issue is, but what's been helping me
issue.
Is the celery juice.
I mean, we could talk about from what I've heard, like you make it a priority to eat well. Mm-hmm. Move your body, yeah. Like to drink lots of water. How much coffee do you drink?
Oh, lots.
Okay, so that might be one thing that you just want to upgrade and like maybe kind of pull back on, because that has to do with even just that's getting into like hormone stuff, but like cortisol and thyroid and all of that connecting, and you could be almost in this fight or flight mode. And when we go into fight or flight mode, we store. So it's stressed out. Like mm-hmm. your body is in a stressful situation. So caffeine can actually do that. I know there is a way to do your life without all that caffeine, but
green tea, is that better?
Green tea is like a step up. It still has caffeine in it, but I'm all for the coffee. Like I love coffee.
Yeah.
Shout out Lofty Coffee and Smoothies. but like, it's all about real food.
Right.
Real ingredients.
I really
open
feel like
them
I'm
up.
The true tester.
Yeah,
and
you've got to try those ones too.
I do have to say this brand, Siete. Everybody's been telling they make like tortilla, actual
yep,
tortillas,
the grain-free tortillas,
and like
okay,
all their
so
stuff. I've heard.
I'm about
like
to try a grain-free paleo puff,
and they're cheesy.
Well, this is good for you to try this, because you're the type of person that just buys a box of regular Pop-Tarts, needs the whole box, and
you don't like. like them.
She does not like
them. What? I can't believe you. Taylor will, like, he's dairy-free and I'm gluten-free, see, like, because we have to be. And Taylor will, like,
you guys,
chug that.
This is I didn't like it.
Your face said everything.
No, it
your
didn't.
Your expectations were something else.
They were high.
I'm going to try.
They were a little higher than...
I don't know what you... Maybe I should have, like, told
you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Delicious.
It tasted like a wheat Cheeto.
Wheat Cheeto? Disgust. That sounds awful.
Wait, this is delicious. Mark, do you want to try one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to send some over. Well, and then next you have to try the cookies.
Okay.
Because usually when people bring food, they're a sponsor, so we have to love it no matter what.
Yeah, no. Nice, these are not, it's not sponsored at all.
I like the puffs way better than I like these.
Really? Uh-huh. Okay, we got to get you the Fuego ones. The Fuego ones are insane. You tell me.
Maybe with some salsa?
So those tortilla chips are no-go.
Are you kidding? These are delicious.
So these always are the first to go when I set them out, like when we have get-togethers versus the other stuff I'll set out, the regular
I could get down with those. I'm telling you. My palate would adjust to those. This one, I don't think so.
Okay, well, there's all different
Can
kinds.
I have some more of those?
Yeah. Okay, see, now she's on the train.
I'm interested.
Whole bag will be gone in just a little bit.
I like the texture of the puffs.
I got you the cheesy ones just because I think they're more fun, but they have, like, really good flavors. But that's, like, real and whole food. Okay.
These ones are growing on me.
Okay. Oh, yeah, good.
If I had a Dr. Pepper with these.
Okay. I'm just kidding. I grew up drinking Dr. Pepper, so I actually feel it, and I still every once in a while use my Dr. Pepper chapstick.
But I love the Dr. Pepper.
Sure that it's not making me sick when I use it. So you're taking out inflammatory foods by removing the yellow corn. Yellow corn, if you're going to buy them, look for non-GMO. Look for, like, straight up legit ingredients. Like, it should just be, like, corn, right? And then I love that you like it.
Oh, I'm obsessed with these cookies.
Wait, I have
Are they
question.
Bad for us?
Yes.
Stress.
And then blue corn is an upgrade to yellow corn.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. So if you're not getting yellow corn, you get blue corn?
Yeah. So organic blue corn, like, if you're going to go buy some chips, like, I love those. Another, like, hot flavor I like is those Red Hots, the Garden of Eaton. Like, I would love to, but I don't work with any of these brands. But those blue corn chips, they're legit non-GMO, and they don't spike your blood sugar the same as yellow corn can. They have one sugar in this, which I actually am surprised to see. Oh, just from cassava. That's a root vegetable, so it's a starchy vegetable. And then, so that's something I always look at, too. So the way that I live life is not by counting anything, but being aware of, like, my ingredients. Are they real and whole? Mm-hmm. And looking at sugar. So,
Becca, what have you eaten so far today other than what we just saw you eat?
Okay, well...
I'm just curious.
This is great, because this might
help. I don't know the answer to this, so I'm throwing it out there.
Well,
I woke up today. I'm very jet lagged. I just got back from Europe, so I'm like... I have a cold and I'm jet lagged, so I'm like fighting some things. But I ordered a pancake, potatoes, and eggs with peppers in it.
From where?
Jinkies.
Oh, I love Jinkies.
And a iced latte.
And
I ate, like... Literally not even half of the... I ate, like, 3 bites of each thing.
Not going to hate on any of it.
It's better than your typical...
Pop-Tart?
Pop-Tart, sausage, egg, McMuffin, hash brown.
Hash brown.
So I'm not going to hate on any of it, but, like, the way that I would probably... Like, you're going to have a better day, and you're probably going to be longer lasting, and then you... Well, one, I want to say, like, just awesome that you are so honest about, like, what you eat, and you are one lucky human that you get to eat that way. But the one thing, and not to scare anybody because that's not my job or my intentions, but, like, that could catch up with you someday.
Totally.
And the reason I was like, I have to say something was when you said you went to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
So what I would do with your breakfast, like, you went all out, like, give me the... Good, which is not knocking on it, but, like, give me the sugar. And the sugar, which we crave carbohydrates, which I tell everybody to eat carbs. That's one of my tips. But to eat complex carbohydrates, like ones that have fiber in them, ones that are actually going to sustain you and give you energy and not go into that false pocket of energy and then leave you going, "Ooh, I feel good." And, oh, man, I need more. I need the M&Ms now, like, or I need another coffee.
I love M&M's.
So, yeah.
That's always like what I crave after salty. I want M&M's.
I mean, I need these cookies to go away.
I know those cookies.
No, they're not bad.
I just had four of them.
That's perfect. That's really? But think of the size. Like, okay, they're tiny.
Right. So like one actual cookie.
Yeah, but there's no refined ingredients in that.
Here's the thing. Yes, there is a lot of people out there that are doing this, sharing their nutrition and sharing their, but you have a, like, you have to realize that, like, what you have to offer is something completely different than anybody else has to offer. And there's going to be the people that want to follow your recipes and hear what you have to say. And don't let that, like, dilute what you're passionate about. I think if you want to make a cookbook, you absolutely should. I mean, I would buy it in a second. I want to make these cookies tomorrow. Maybe not tomorrow, but like.
They took me 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think you should really like start writing your recipes down.
Well, thank you.
Talk to people, get the word out that you want to actually.
If it's
like
what you want to do.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I do. I would love to share more. I'd love to make it more accessible for everybody. Like, I am a holistic. I do holistic nutrition health coaching. I work one on one with clients. And that is my greatest, like, to see people transform their lives, because I had a whole lifetime, like, a mix of both of your stories, probably, of, like, your approach to health and wellness, nutrition, whatever you want to call it, where I was sick for so long. So I went through, like, this crazy up and down battle with food from that even turned into, like, self-image and keep eating them.
Are those my cookies?
Oh,
still?
Yeah, you want them back?
Okay. How many have you taken down?
Three. I'll have to send you more.
But like a jar of
I basically went through this journey of, like, I was sick for my whole life because something was wrong, and that was gluten. But I didn't find that out for like a long part of my life.
Yeah.
And then finally changed my lifestyle. Like, I'd been to doctors, like, I'd been in and out of ERs, I'd had every test, and nothing even came back with that. We have a lot more different kinds of research and stuff that promotes that direction versus like a medication, because doctors turned me away because they couldn't medicate me because it really was my lifestyle, but nobody knew that. So changed it. Then I had some work to do to repair, but all in this because I struggled with, all right, like, I'm sick of this. So then I went on the binge side, or I went on the unhealthy side because I'm like, I'm at a loss. Or then I went to, I can't eat anything. I don't know what to eat, or something's just wrong with me.
Yeah.
So I actually like created a program with a business partner for something called the DIY Cleanse. We have a food freedom group wellness program. It actually starts tomorrow. There's still room and we'll take you even if you're a week late. In fact, we have a code, $200. Off for code scrubbing in.
Do you really
just
have a
made
code?
That? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
She was like, wait,
so
what are you doing?
Go back to it. No, I was like, sure.
Yeah. So my business partner on my way up here, we were chatting because we start tomorrow with our women. So it's a 6-week group wellness program. And it's all online. And we just connect with women at on Wednesday mornings in an online group. Obviously, a lot of people can't be there live. So we do these recorded calls and we give them this whole database plus recipes. Like, I kind of do have some recipes out there in my DIY Cleanse and in Food Freedom, and we give them shopping lists, and then we give them a grocery store tour that's all online, everything they can access from home. And it's 6 weeks with Emily and I, and she's a clinical nutritionist. And but it's, the focus is on food freedom. So, and whatever that may be, like wherever you're at, like I said, I had all these things going on and I never knew what the answer was. So we help women get to that point. We offer food test sensitivity testing, and we just get down to the nitty gritty. We start to eliminate stuff, and I am not about restriction. Mm-hmm. Like, my approach is all about eating your, just like living your best life, but figuring out how to do it. And obviously we've been fed a lot of information through food, again, the food government, like, and the myths that we've been told of what's healthy and not. And so we reverse that, and we ultimately just bring women to their food freedom. So that's
cool.
Our food freedom group program.
Okay. And you're offering a code to our listeners?
Yeah. So to your listeners, $200 off, and it for the scrubbing in. Can you guys do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Scrubbing in.
So what's the website?
Oh, okay. So you're going to go to DIYcleanse.com.
Okay.
/food-. Is that a hyphen? Freedom. I know it's a little tricky. I'll make sure it's somewhere on my
We'll post
Instagram
on our Facebook group too.
Okay,
so wait.
Cool, that'd be awesome.
DIYcleanse.com /food-.
Freedom. I know. Sorry.
Use the code.
Scrubbing in.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, so that's for $200 off. And we will take latecomers. I don't know when this airs, but it's something
today.
That's awesome. Yeah. Like, we just really, really want to help make sure that so people might be able to get in by time. But if you're like a week late, it's sitting in this database for you to be able to catch up. It's like, yeah. So
that's
thanks
so
for letting
cool.
me share that. But
yeah,
food freedom, that's been my journey. I work with clients one-on-one. And I was kind of on the road to giving you guys a couple steps of like some quick tips. So water, morning routine, breakfast. So that falls into the morning routine. So do you guys both like breakfast? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. So just getting something in your...
literally taking notes. She wrote down water on her piece of paper.
Get it, girl.
She's whining about the concept of breakfast. Like, that's so odd.
No, because like sometimes when I wake up, I'm not hungry.
You don't have to be hungry. It's just kind of getting something in your body within an hour to when you wake up to kind of say, good morning, Becca's organs. It's like a little pep talk with the food. But actually, I want to take a step back with hydration. One key that's going to help. So how's this? You said the celery juice is working.
Yes.
That's awesome. So when you're sick of that, go back to like hot water with lemon to get started with your day. So that bitterness or the citrusy flavor of the lemon will actually start to activate these enzymes that start to head into your organs and give you a flush.
Cool. Oh.
So starting your day with 16 ounces, if you can, hot water or warm water, just not cold water, and lemon. Waking your system up with that will also help with digestion and kind of setting the tone for the day. And then a little food, but choosing things. So here's some other tips for that. Food is building your plate with, I always say, a healthy fat. So avocado, nuts, seeds, maybe olive oil drizzled on something. Then putting a complex carbohydrate. So that could be one of my favorite. Like, I love sweet potatoes. So that's a great one. And they're really tasty, and you can make yummy sweet potato toast out of them. Greens, and arugula is my favorite. And I always think of, like, especially because I'm married into the Leopold family, and we do wine nights on Tuesday nights, and so I got to have my arugula for my liver detox. And then a protein. And then, so those are kind of, like, building your plate, and then you want a few other things. But that's kind of how I base my plate. So
okay.
I do these breakfast bowls that could be easy for you to even do in the night before, where I put sweet potatoes that I've roasted before for the week or whatever, and then put them on top of some arugula, put some avocado on there. Maybe I'll do some bacon or eggs, and then I'm all about the bacon. And then put some Himalayan pink salt on there, and it's like so delicious. And that's going to hold me over and fill me up. And there's no false spike because that sweet potato is actually a complex carbohydrate that's not going to like say like cereal, like, hey, or a Pop-Tart. Hey, I'm ready to go. And then you go, where's my breadsticks, you know?
How dare you bring up
that? When you want breadsticks, go for some paleo. Aww. No, there's a little bit more that we could all get into, but like
I know,
mean,
I feel
this
like we should have you
on
like
on.
Every like however long a check-in.
I mean, I know
she'd be
snacks,
happy
you
to.
Guys.
I'd be happy to do check-ins with you guys.
We'll be like, and
whenever,
here's our check-in with Tinley. How's everyone doing?
How's your poop? That's what I do with my clients that have the digestives. They're all anonymous, so don't feel bad if you're listening. But like, how's your poop today?
Yeah, how's your poop today?
I will say, I don't struggle in that at all. So.
That's awesome. But if it's a little bit too loose, we got some things
pretty,
to talk
it's pretty
about.
Pretty good. Wow. Wow. Not too bad, actually.
But has your stomach been better since you?
Yeah, like literally when I went and I took a, I don't know, I felt dumb because I went. And then like as soon as I went, I felt like
better?
I had like one day after I went to the hospital where I still had it. And then, so I don't know if it was like a virus or something and it was just showing up like that, but I took like a heartburn pill like 2 days and I was fine.
Yeah. But you shouldn't have to do that more than once. Like sometimes stuff like that comes up.
Do
but
what?
Like,
more than once?
Taking heartburn
pills. Oh, right. Yeah. You know, I didn't want to have to take a heartburn pill. So I took it just to see if it like helped. And then, like I said, I was fine. So
see you later, alligator.
I mostly went because I talked to someone and they were like, it could be your gallbladder or your appendix. And I panicked because I was leaving for Europe. So I was like, I cannot go if this is a problem. So that was why I even took the step of going to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have just been like, maybe like, let's see if this goes away eventually. Mm-hmm. But I kind of panicked.
But all those organs need lots of love. They're doing a lot of work for us. It's like one of the biggest jobs our body is doing. Yeah. And like I said, like I call the gut the second brain and everything working in there, like liver, gallbladder, even the appendix and everything has. It does. Like people are like, you don't need an appendix. You do. But you can live without one or a gallbladder. But like you need them. So like they all have a function. And so just like being able to add upgrades into your life. It's easier. It's actually easier than
you think.
So,
Where can people find you? Information about you? I know you gave the website, and we'll definitely get that.
Thanks
to everybody.
For sharing that. Yeah. Honestly, our goal is to just help women actually know truth and be able to live their very, very best lives without like having to be, you know. Thrown to the throne, you know, like on the toilet, and then also just being able to know what to choose to eat. But so that's that, and then on my Instagram, Tenley Molzon, and my website for even just working with me one on one or knowing more about like just reading my blogs about my love story or whatever, sweetandfreelife.com. It's also TenleyMolzon.com, but sweetandfreelife.com. And those are pretty much the two main things for me. But I also have a Facebook page, /TenleyMolzon. So
amazing.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the tips. Thank you for the encouragement.
I'll check in. And also just like that whole love story side. I don't know where you're at, but you're good. You're good. Just enjoy.
To all of you listening, you're good.
You're good. Just enjoy.
Yeah. This is a season of wholeness, not a season of loneliness.
Or singleness. And your epic love story is already
written. I'm literally taking a picture of your ring before you leave.
Oh, yes. Put that on your
vision board.
Vision board.
I'm going to be like, get the story behind the ring.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was a very informative time for me. These cheesy puffs, I've come around on them.
Yeah, they're great.
The other ones really didn't do it for me, though.
I think you'll come around on those eventually.
No, yeah, I don't think so. But let's get into quips. So
I could use some right now. I got.
Me too. I've got a lot of things
puffs
in my teeth.
Gross. So one of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it the right way. So Quip has designed a toothbrush to make brushing more simple, more affordable, and even more enjoyable. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jump in.
You know, up to 90% of us don't really brush our teeth for a full 2 minutes or don't clean evenly. But Quip has a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides. So it helps you get a full and even clean.
Yeah, and with Quip, brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. So you never have to brush your teeth with a worn-out and ineffective toothbrush again. I know everyone hates going to the dentist, and whitening your teeth can be expensive, so that's why we love Quip, and that's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. I feel like it's so cute. It looks like a sleek, stylish toothbrush. Didn't know I needed that, but it is cute to pull out.
Mm-hmm. It's cute to have a cute toothbrush in your bathroom.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine's all organized now. It looks gorgeous. So Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Becca right now, you will get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Becca.
Well, look what we have here.
MeUndies?
That's right. Is your underwear making you happy at this very moment? That is my question for you guys.
I've been looking for a different underwear experience for quite some time.
Wouldn't you like to be wearing underwear that is so soft that you feel like you're making love to an actual cloud all day long? It's so good.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds great.
Is that good?
Well, I've got one word for you. MeUndies.
No, honestly, I have MeUndies, and it is the softest underwear ever.
Do they send over any dudes, or are these all women?
These are all women.
These might be dudes.
No, those are women.
Mark, these tiny little orange things.
Uh-huh. No, I actually sleep. So I sleep in the nude. but I do
not
wear
nude
underwear. No, but I wear these underwear when I sleep.
Why?
I'm confused.
Because you're not in the nude anymore.
Well, when I have to be. When yeah. you,
oh, I see, yeah. I see, I see.
There's a certain times when you need the underwear.
Got it,
yeah.
got it.
And these are the underwear that I choose. They are super, super comfortable.
They're so soft.
Yeah. So MeUndies uses the coveted micromodal fabric.
Yes, indeed. Micromodal fabric.
Wow, which is a full 3 times softer than cotton.
Let me just say, they sent us MeUndies, and so we have them out right now, and I have the material in my hand, and it is divine. It is divine.
Yeah. Honestly, I have a pair with like little donuts on them, and then I think they're diamonds. They're really comfy.
Yeah, I've used MeUndies way longer before they were a sponsor on the podcast. So.
Same.
So you can choose between classic colors to adventurous prints. Prints like significant otters, plant babies, and shamrocks available on February 19th, which is tomorrow. No, which is today. MeUndies is also the go-to for the softest loungewear on this side of the Mississippi. So hang out in their super comfy lounge pants and onesies. Yes, MeUndies makes onesies. I'm going to need one of those.
Yeah, I'm going to need one of those too.
I'm getting online after we're done here. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you use MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. So to get your 15% off, your first pair and free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Becca. That's MeUndies.com/Becca.
I was going to say MeUndies. That was not the call to action. I was too busy opening up my MeUndies socks.
Grey's Anatomy.
Wow. I missed 3 episodes, I think, while I was gone. I caught up on all of them yesterday.
Nice. Are we happy? The last one
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't see the last one.
Oh, Becca.
I saw half of it. Sorry.
It's okay. Can I just tell you, I'm not invested in one
What
love,
happened? A
love
week ago,
story.
You were so excited for this episode, for this
I
whole
do.
Season.
I'm into the season.
Okay.
But I'm not invested in any love story. Like, all the love
not
stories.
Not Mare and DeLuca?
Nah.
So, can I ask a question?
Please.
Because I'm going to watch it today, probably, if I have time. In this most recent episode, do Link and Meredith have a moment, or is it all DeLuca right now?
The last, most recent episode is all DeLuca. I don't even think Link was in this episode.
No. She, stood him up the week before.
Okay, right. Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah.
Can I just make one comment?
I wish you would.
Because I'm all about DeLuca and Meredith. Like,
okay.
I'm just because it's like, I'm the same way as Tanya. Like, no one's really holding my interest as far as love stories. So I'm like, all right, I enjoy this.
Not one.
I find him very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
I love Mare. Mm. I feel like they've done this build up, which was nice. But Karev and Joe are so corny right now that I can barely like.
Cannot.
Like, what happened? They're trying to make them this, like, mature... I don't know. It's like this bizarre...
I literally have no words because it's so bad. Like, I'm like, are they trying to make us hate them?
Like, she was like, take a picture by your, photo, and he does this weird smile. I'm like...
What is happening? And I love them both.
Me too.
Like, I love both of their characters.
Me too. And I'm like, I feel like they're not getting the credit that they deserve.
They are not.
The lines.
Justice for Joe is what I'm saying.
Honestly,
because she's so much better than this.
She's
like,
so
what
much
is
better
happening
than this.
To her character?
Facebook was very unhappy with us, our Facebook group, for endorsing the concept of Meredith and Karev ending up together.
Oh, yeah.
I heard about this. I'm not happy about it either.
They were hoping you would say that.
Yeah. It's just garbage that y'all would even bring up such a preposterous idea.
Okay. Out of all the love stories that's happening right now, if Karev and Meredith got together, I would be on town, on board, to the moon and back.
I'm with Tanya. I agree.
Why, Thank though? You. It's like watching.
Why
I
not?
Feel like they don't have any sexual chemistry.
And who does right now?
DeLuca and Meredith.
No, they do not.
But I don't know. She's like, I feel like she's like in a boss mode woman and doesn't have like that energy right now.
I'm down for her boss womanness, but I just
I'm just saying I don't find her to be in this like romantic, airy, like lovesick place because she's not. But also,
I can't.
I'm not. I don't care about them. Like I'm not so invested. But I'm not opposed to Karasik and Teddy.
I'm not opposed either.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm still not over her saying she had feet on her hands from that.
That was great.
The best part is I posted on my Instagram story, like Karasik and Teddy making out and saying like, "Are you on board or whatever?" And then DeLuca and Meredith making out, "Are you on board?" And somebody messaged me and I reposted because I thought I was literally laughing out loud. She goes, "Is it mean that I want Owen to end up alone?" I was like, no, me too.
Why are we like this with him?
Well, how do we feel about Betty's parents being back in the situation, or Brittany's
parents?
Her
name's Brittany, first of all. Unnecessary curveball.
No, like, yeah.
Her real name's Brittany.
But we did not need
her
that.
Parents are there, isn't that kind of interesting?
I think that that's them trying to be like, and she's
are off. Are we excited
the show.
That it's Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing?
Oh, I was going to look that up.
It's Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing and Kyle Secor, who was Lieutenant Bayless on Homicide back
I started
in the
singing Hungry Eyes, and I didn't know what happened, where it came from. I felt
liked,
it.
I like the casting. No, Tanya? Don't care.
I'm indifferent about... It's like, why are we trying to form a storyline around Betty
who,
Brittany?
Literally.
Betty I don't know. Brittany. But Karasik's becoming a better character every week, in my opinion.
I'm on board
also,
with
also, I could not handle Catherine... What's her name now?
Avery?
No, not Avery. Oh, whatever.
Fox. Yeah.
When she was all, couldn't even stand up or go up the stairs, and then she goes, "Take me to the bedroom." No, it's so bad. I'm like, I wanted to die.
Literally cannot. Cannot.
Emails.
Wait, before we do one email, ahead. Can I give a shout out to one of our loyalist listeners? It's not her birthday today, but it's her birthday tomorrow.
Crystal? Oh.
Is it her birthday?
I don't know.
Kylie Gayer?
Yeah.
It's her birthday tomorrow. So, and she's a loyal. Literally, she will text me every time we drop a podcast and be like, LOLing. This is so good.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Kylie.
Next week on Grey's Anatomy, this week on Grey's Anatomy, can I break it down for you? Because I always enjoy your reactions to these because they're usually very poorly written.
Yeah, they're bad.
Meredith breaks a hospital record.
Oh.
The doctors are sent scrambling in the wake of a massive overdose within the community. Jackson wants to take Maggie camping.
Great, just what I wanted.
Levi and Nico's relationship continues to develop.
Who is Levi and Nico?
They're the
glasses?
The first ever gay couple.
Glasses?
Gay male couple on Grey's Anatomy. Yes,
his name's, what's his name?
Levi.
Oh.
What was it? Jackson wants to take Maggie camping.
Jackson wants to take Maggie camping.
Can't wait for that.
Who is writing these?
Who's writing these? I'm sure it's going to be a great episode. That's a terrible synopsis.
They need to hire Easton. Easton
would be great.
We need you to work for Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, email from Stephanie. I've been dating the love of my life for just over a year, and everything is literally perfect with him. He's smart, kind, funny. My family loves him and treats me right. Over Valentine's Day, he asked me to move in with him. He thinks moving in together is the first step towards marriage, and I feel like it's something you should keep for marriage.
Mm.
Living together makes sense, financially speaking, but I never thought I would be the one to do it before marriage. Am I crazy for being old school, especially when I sleep over all the time now, and I'm not even a virgin to begin with?
I have a strong opinion about this.
Right.
If you, right now, in your heart, believe that you want to save this for marriage, then do that. If you were taught that you should save it for marriage and you feel like it's something that you've just had in the back of your mind because it's what you were taught and what other people told you you should do, then I think you need to let go of that because I think there's a lot of things that we're raised with and we get to a certain point where it's our decision to what we believe or what we are convicted about. And if you're already going over there and staying over there and you think you're ready to make that move, then do it because you want to do it. But if you think that you have to do it because it's like what your parents taught you to do, then you need to make the decision. Like it's not your parents' relationship.
I'm going to go ahead and say no because here's the thing. Moving is a bitch. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, that's fine.
It is. And let's just like, why? You know, like live in your, have your home.
You think you should like get engaged first or something?
I think so.
Have a ring.
Wait, moving is difficult. That's why you don't want.
That's a
horrible reason.
I don't mean just the act of it, but it's like, look, if you move in together and then ish hits the fan, moving out from that isn't just moving, but it's like an emotional.
You're the last person I would think would have a negative attitude moving in with someone already assuming it's going to end.
I'm just saying, don't rush it.
Everything is literally perfect, she said.
Here's what I want to say.
Everything is literally perfect.
Well, why rush it?
I don't think it's the first step in marriage. That's what I will say. I don't agree with him saying it's the first step in marriage. I do think if he makes, I think an engagement is the first step to marriage.
Yes.
And then I think during that time when you have plans that you're going to spend your life together, that would be a time that you move in.
Correct.
Maybe don't move in until you have that. Not that an engagement ring is a like concrete sign that you're getting married, but it's on the right path.
Right. It's a symbol of forever.
Yeah.
I'm with Becca in the sense that I guess I'm a practical person. If you're already spending every night together, I don't understand why you wouldn't, personally. That's just me. So I would agree with Becca in the sense that it's up to you. Don't do it because your parents or somebody else told you that it's wrong.
Yeah,
do
right.
it because you want to or you don't want to.
I have to say, kudos to my parents, because whether they have feelings either way.
Oh, they've never let you know?
No. Like, if I want to move in with someone that I'm not engaged to, I think they'd be fine. If I wanted to wait till I'm married and move in with someone, mm-hmm. I think they'd be fine. I think they'd be really chill with whatever direction I go in life. And that's pretty cool.
That's great.
It's really great. And I'd also like to say, last thing on this, if you like having your own space and having somewhere to go home to after you stay the night with him, I don't think that's a bad thing. So if you want to keep that of having that independence while y'all are still dating, then do that. Because I do think once you get married or once you get engaged, you're... Hopefully, if things go the way that you're hoping they go, you're going to live together forever. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to have this time to have your own space when you want it, then do that.
Forever.
I hope that helped. Let me sneak in one more. I'm going to get yelled at, but I'll sneak in one more. Anonymous, get out this sheet because she sent this along, a picture of the Snapchat she got. Mm-hmm. This is a guy friend of hers that she's not interested in anything more than friendship. And he said to this in Snapchat, he said, "Hey, I've been thinking on this for a while, but never wanted to bring it up because I didn't want to screw up a friendship. And I think it was pretty cool hanging out time to time. We got nicknames for each other, too. So it's kind of a risk, but would you date me?"
The screenshot actually says, "Would date me."
That does say, "Would date me." Would date me? So she says, "You know, I'm a little caught off guard here. He's an awesome guy, but I don't see us going in that direction. Should I respond in person or through text? I don't want to hurt him or lose the friendship."
I literally had this situation happen to me.
You and? Did? Who?
Yeah. I don't want to share who. Well, but one of my good guy friends.
Somebody we know or she knows?
Ooh. No.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and he's like one of my really good friends and he's in a happy relationship now. Like but there was a time where we spent time nonstop together. Like we were best friends and, you know, he said he had feelings for me. And then it was kind of like once I decided that the feelings weren't reciprocated, I only thought of him as a friend. He kind of made the decision, like, I want to have you in my life. I don't want this to, like, make our friendship feel awkward or anything. And so we were able to get through it. But I think being honest and upfront, just so he knows where you stand, is very respectful to his feelings. It's not easy.
I feel like I'm always the person on the other end. Like, I am anonymous doing, like, this is me. So I don't even know how to answer it because I'm the one that's like, "Hey, like, maybe we should, like, date." And the guys are like, "Eh, maybe not." I'm like, "Okay. Cool."
I don't know how close you are. If you're, like, really good friends, like, best friends, I think you should tell them in person.
Hold on. Something happened last week that was such an epitome of, like, my life. Ben Higgins, they were doing their podcast right after ours. So he was on the screen, mm-hmm. like on Skype.
He's in Denver.
And so I'm like literally waving to say hi to him. Like I am like waving, like my hands are flailing like to say hi to him. And Mark literally just goes, "This is Tanya's love life in a nutshell."
He was looking off camera just like on his phone. Just,
totally.
Like, completely ignoring
and
him.
I'm just like, "Woo!"
Well, my feeling is this friendship is over, so it doesn't matter if you do it on text or in person.
It's not over. I'm just telling you.
You can't hang out after this knowing that he's in love with you.
No, I did it.
But it's not how it used to be.
Mine was totally
how it used to be, but we did have a month where we didn't hang out or didn't
talk. That's cool that you can live in that level of denial, but knowing that he's in love with you changes the friendship.
Hey, Mark.
Change the friendship.
Hey, you know who we need to thank?
And we have
the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers for coming back and doing more music together. That's number one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, Joybird. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/Becca. Noom. You know, it's time. It's time for you and Noom to become a thing. Sign up for a trial today at noom.com/Becca. Quip. Went to the dentist yesterday. My kids have great teeth right now, and you can get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush at getquip.com/Becca. And Me Undies. I mean, it's like you're making love to an actual cloud all day long. For 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Becca. Will we ever have a Tanya promo code? That is the question.
I'm not
continues.
Opposed to it. Tanya!
It doesn't quite roll off the tongue like,
it's
Becca.
It's fine. All right.
I liked listening to the podcast when I was gone and y'all did the promo code Becca without me. Yeah. It was like, this is weird.
I know. Sophia really got into it. She's like, Becca.
She like gave us the harmony we always desired. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Can I call time of death? I've missed it.
It would bring me nothing but joy.
Time of death, 12:58.
Back.
Guess who's back.
Oh, the lighting that way is horrendous.
So literally, I'm going to get
sorry.